The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
The thing is Russell, he's very mentally strong. I mean, I think that he knew that this was going to happen at some point. It's almost like it's good that it's happening early, but I think it's just going to be an exciting time. I mean, it's here's this new team that he's a part of, and we get to rally around him and support him, you know, where he had a lot of success.
There he is, Nathaniel Hackett. Play the song.
Come on, Johnny.
Come on, Johnny. Oh, you weren't ready. Oh, Johnny, come on now.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. I can't move forward until I hear Nathaniel Hackett's new song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is so Nathaniel Hackett. I can just see him. Can't you just see him kind of strutting out to practice?
Yeah.
This?
No, I'm glad we changed it up. I know that. I know he had suggested the Star Wars theme, but this just fits. It's got
right.
It's kind of a it was Timberlake before Timberlake.
Yeah. Right. I can see him too. Like just no, keep that up for a second. You know, he's like it.
Oh, good.
Oh. Sorry. Thank you. Crank it up a little bit. I see him out there like handoffs and stuff. Let's go, boys. Let's go. And then he's just kind of, you know, he's in the rhythm of it, the song. He goes, handoff. Go deep. Bam. Yeah, that's him. Oh,
so
yeah.
The let's not bury the lead here. The Broncos schedule is out.
Yeah.
So we got what we wanted with the soft opening. A lot of winnable games before their bye in week 8. But then, fellas, get your act together because coming out of the bye, they have 9 games, and you can argue that 8 of the 9 games will be against playoff teams.
Yes.
The only softy in there at Carolina. But coming out of the bye, starting on November 13th, at Tennessee, playoff team. Raiders, playoff team. At Baltimore, playoff team. Chiefs, playoffs. Cardinals, we'll see, but they're certainly in the mix.
They were a playoff team last year.
At the Rams, at the Chiefs, and then finish up at home against the Chargers.
I was looking through this this schedule, and I thought, how many games could I get for Fox? How many Broncos games?
Ooh, now,
I get
yesterday
for Fox?
We set the over-under at 1.5.
I see 2 on the schedule.
I do, too. I do, too.
I could see me calling Broncos, Raiders here in Denver.
That makes too much sense.
Way too much sense. And then I think the Cardinals game here in Denver as well.
Yep.
December 18th.
I'm now going to take the over.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the over.
I see the potential of 2 games for yours truly here in beautiful Colorado.
Next on the Morning Brew.
A female party was asking for a keep the peace situation between her and a male party. Upon deputies arriving on scene, they contacted a female party who identified herself and explained that she had property that Mr. Judy was in control of.
That is the Arapahoe Police Department explaining the Jerry Judy arrest yesterday. I reached out to our judge, Dan Jacobs, and I asked him straight out, in layman's terms, what are the Judy charges? And he wrote back to me, said, misdemeanor, jacked with something, property of hers, generally not that serious, zero possibility of jail time for the most part, and a good lawyer will have it dismissed if he is clean on probation after a year. So, from that standpoint, it does not look like the alleged crime is that serious. However, it does speak to a kind of a concerning pattern that we've seen with Jerry Judy, with some poor decision-making, some displays of immaturity,
mm-hmm.
that at least raises the question, how much more patience are you going to show with him before you just decide, psh, it's not worth it. He doesn't fit with the culture we're trying to build.
Right. Well,
let's move on.
I think you're going to give him an opportunity to fit. I think the talent's unquestioned. You know, maybe the football acumen is not quite there. Maybe the desire to do some of the dirty work isn't quite there. But you're going to give him You know, we talk about in the game all the time when you're behind the closed doors, the football character of a guy. Do you love the game or do you love the ancillary things that come with the game? And for Judy, this is kind of a put your money where your mouth is season. And so I think you're going to give him an opportunity to say, hey, man, you're at a crossroads, buddy. Here we go. You know, what are you going to choose? And you're going to see whether he chooses to be a pro, whether he chooses to quit being a baby, whether he chooses to grow up, you know, or whether he chooses to continue to go down the same, you know, victim path. Oh, I guess I just got my conditioning in. Oh, you know, I'm waiting, and I'm hoping he does nothing on social media. I hope he just kind of...
This weekend.
I hope he just keeps his mouth shut and goes through the process and, you know, and owns whatever it is. And like, I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying whatever. I don't know. But I hope he just grows up.
Next on the Morning Brew.
We're going to have some fun and we're going to beat them.
Who was that? Was that O'Reilly? Oh, yeah, from last year. That's right. That's the we're going to beat them drop. From last year. And then the Blues proceeded to get swept in even more dominating fashion than the Avalanche just swept Nashville. But it's going to get the Blues. We got the Blues in round two. Not Minnesota.
I'm glad.
As Minnesota, and I know for Avalanche fans, there isn't probably another fan base you enjoy tweaking more than Wild fan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Enjoy this one. Enjoy this one for the weekend as fans and just unload on your favorite Wild villains out there, because Minnesota just choked. And last night they benched the supposed Avs killer, Marc-Andre Fleury, benched him from Cam Talbot. How did that work out? Blues win 5-1, Avs get the Blues round two.
I'm glad. I'm there's a rivalry there. I think there's a little bit more there. With the Blues, there's more of a history. There's more of a rivalry. There's you know, the O'Reilly factor. I'm glad. I think that just keeps, like, where they were from a focus standpoint, where they were from an energy standpoint, where they were from a mission standpoint. I think this just continues that. There's no exhale here.
And
so I think it's good.
Darcy Kemper back on the ice.
Kemp's fine.
Kemp's is fine. He's going to be able to play in the next series. And that's huge, because as much as we are unsure, at least for now, whether or not Kemper can be the guy to lead into a cup, at least as much as we're unsure about it, Mark, here's one thing I am sure about. They can't win the cup without him. I know that's a little bit...
Yeah, no.
But you get where I'm going?
Right.
I'm unsure about him, but I'm sure they can't win without him.
Right. He may not steal you a bunch of games to win you a Stanley Cup, but he's not going to fumble a bunch of games to lose you a Stanley Cup. How about that?
I like it.
Like, it's better to, more games are lost than won.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.